Russian forces reported the capture of a district in the strategic hilltop town of Chasiv Yar near Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, where Moscow has been advancing for months.
Moscow's announcement followed Kyiv's report of Russian strikes on Dnipro, resulting in 5 deaths and nearly 36 injuries, including a 14-year-old girl. The Russian Defense Ministry stated its troops had liberated the Novy district of Chasiv Yar, though it was unclear if this meant crossing a canal running through the town's eastern section. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The head of a conservative think tank is coordinating plans for a significant federal government overhaul in the event of a Republican presidential victory.
He described the situation as a second American revolution that will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be. Heritage Foundation. President Kevin Roberts made these remarks on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, asserting that Republicans are in the process of taking this country back. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Israel has sanctioned the largest land seizure in the occupied West Bank in over 3 decades, according to a settlement monitoring group.
This action is expected to exacerbate the already high tensions related to the Gaza conflict. Israel's aggressive West Bank expansion underscores the settler community's significant influence in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, which is the most religious and nationalist in Israel's history. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
An Italian appeals court upheld the convictions of 2 American men for the murder of an Italian plainclothes police officer.
This occurred during a failed sting operation, but their sentences were reduced. The new trial followed the annulment of their original convictions by Italy's highest court. The court sentenced Finnegan Lee Elder to 15 years and 2 months in prison, and Gabriella Natale Hjorth to 11 years. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The 4th human case of bird flu linked to the current dairy cow outbreak was confirmed in a dairy worker in Colorado, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Previously, 1 human case had been reported in Texas and 2 in Michigan. As with the previous cases, the infected individual is a dairy farm worker who had contact with cows testing positive for the H5N1 strain of bird flu or avian influenza. Paul Gomez reporting.
A 2-year-old boy was found dead last Tuesday evening inside a hot car in Cobb County, Georgia, officials reported, marking the 6th hot car-related death in 2024.
According to the Cobb County Police Department, the child was discovered unresponsive in a parked vehicle at approximately 5:36 p.m. He was transported to Kennestone Hospital, where he was pronounced dead, police said. This is one example of some things that can go wrong, but there are others, Chief Stuart Van Hooser said during a news conference. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A lawsuit against Northwestern University's law school alleges its hiring practices favor less qualified women and applicants of color, thereby disadvantaging better qualified white men.
Filed in federal district court in Chicago, the lawsuit claims that faculty hiring practices at U.S. universities are a cesspool of corruption and lawlessness. It alleges that Northwestern Pritzker School of Law has a mandate to hire more women and people of color, which the suit argues violates federal law. Jessica Oakley reporting.
General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government because 5.9 million of its older vehicles do not meet emissions and fuel economy standards.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration stated Wednesday that certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years did not comply with federal fuel economy requirements. This penalty follows the Environmental Protection Agency's findings that GM pickup trucks and SUVs emit over 10% more carbon dioxide on average than GM's initial compliance tests indicated. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.